WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Danilo Cavalcanti is still on the run, and now we're learning how he got out.
Acting prison warden Howard Holland explains how Danilo Cavalcanti was able to escape the facility last Thursday.
Cavalcanti escapes from the prison, having crab walked up a wall, push his way through a razor wire, run across a roof, scale another fence, and push his way through more razor wire.
What's more, another inmate escaped the same way in May.
Cavalcanti escaped at the same location as Igor Bolt, but for Cavalcanti, there was razor wire to contend with before reaching the roof.
But it did not stop him, nor did a tower officer who never saw or reported the escape, who's now on administrative leave. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It has been sweltering in over half the country, and some kids are sweating it out in schools with no air conditioning. Hugh Barrett's son is in kindergarten at the AC-less Horace Mann Elementary School in D.C.
This is a known issue across the district, where there are so many gaps for just basic services like air conditioning not being functional in places like schools where kids need to learn, teachers need to teach.
The special counsel overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation intends to formally charge him by the end of the month. CBS's Catherine Herridge on what this indictment could mean.
During the plea hearing in July, one of the things the special counsel agreed to at that time is that if the deal collapsed, they would have to bring charges outside in either Washington, D.C. or California.
Two of the defendants charged in the Georgia election interference case wanted to be tried separately and not with the 17 others. But a judge said no. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
They certainly do not want to be associated with the broad group who's charged in the racketeering case, because the more of them that are tried together, the stronger there is the implication that they were working together.
Meanwhile, another inmate has died at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. 24-year-old Chandre Delmore was found unresponsive in his cell August 31st. He died a few days later. Six inmates have died in the jail since the end of July, 10 since the beginning of the year. The jail is currently under federal investigation. A kiss on the lips without consent has turned into sexual assault charges for the suspended president of the Spanish Soccer Federation.
Soccer star Jenny Hermoso has lodged a criminal complaint over what she says was an unsolicited kiss by the president of Spain's Football Federation. The public prosecutor said the complaint of sexual assault will be treated as soon as possible.
That's CBS's Elaine Cobb reporting from Paris. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, I think this one should be called Won't Get Fooled Again Wednesday Edition. A Malfeasant GOP Caucus Edition. Not a special, but they are malfeasance. And they are caucusing. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you. Happy hump day, Nate, working the board. Our fair audience. Halfway through the week already, if you can believe it.
Wow. Getting there. Well, we did start on Tuesday. Makes it easier. Right. Makes it easier. Dom, we are going to have a late addition to today's schedule. And there is a new Democratic candidate who has thrown her hat into the ring for the third CD against Derek Van Orden. Well, she's got to win a primary first, but Tara Johnson from our old stomping grounds in La Crosse, she was the county board chairperson, my understanding, and Tara's going to join us 5:50 today.
Nice.
I just pinned her down. So right. She is the newest addition to the pool of candidates, Dom.
Lots of folks lining up to take on the insurrectionist.
And of course, come on the Devil's Advocates radio show. We got another fine guest planned in the 5 o'clock happy hour. You're going to want to stick around. Melissa Agard, the Senate Minority Leader here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios, right here in Madison with me, Dom. Right here.
Excellent. Working hard, Crudy.
Well, Nate helped that booking, but you know, we got two guests today, so that's doing pretty good for us. Dom, where were we going to start today? Oh, geez, what should we talk about? You know, proportional response, maybe. Yeah. We got a Republican Party that is caucusing right now in a malfeasant fashion because they're up to no good. And what do I mean by that? They are plotting to impeach a Supreme Court justice before she has ruled on a single case. And the crime, they allege, expressing an opinion during the primary and then not recusing.
What?
Well, that is the only thing they seemingly have. And yesterday we pointed out all of the, you know, what do they call them? Complaints filed to the Wisconsin, you know, Judicial Commission against Justice Protasiewicz. Well, they were all dismissed. So there's no legitimacy to these claims. There's no there. So why are they getting together today to try to stick it to Janet Protasiewicz. Why would they do so, Dom?
Well, because they hate the fact that the voters are turning against the Republicans. And they have a very difficult time wondering, understanding, comprehending how is it with their better candidates and their better ideas, they continue to struggle in statewide races.
That is a head scratcher, isn't it? So Dominic, let's talk about this issue. How? What is the proportional response of the Democratic Party? How should they respond? What are they going to do about it? What response do they have to offer?
Crudy, Jesse Apoyan, our friend, reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and a coalition of unnamed allied groups plan to spend at least $4 million on an effort to dissuade Republican lawmakers from initiating impeachment proceedings against the state Supreme Court newest justice, former Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The possibility of a legislative attempt to remove her from office looms over Protasiewicz as she assumes her duties on the court 1 month after being sworn in and flipping its ideological majority from politically conservative to politically liberal. Can't have that, Crudy. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler told reporters during a Tuesday night briefing that the party and other democracy-defending groups will launch an intensive, multi-pronged statewide campaign on Wednesday to make clear to Wisconsin Republicans that an attempt to impeach Janet Protasiewicz would be an absolute political, moral, and constitutional disaster. We got some sound of Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. If you would, please, Nate, let's roll out cut number four, Ben talking on this campaign.
Today, defenders of democracy and allies of democracy, including the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and many others, are launching a statewide campaign to defend justice, called Defend Justice, to ensure that the Republican Party knows and that Robin Voss knows that an attempt to impeach Janet Protasiewicz would be an absolute political disaster for Republican candidates for office up and down the ballot in the state of Wisconsin, and a disaster for our system of government and democracy in our state.
The Republicans are like, where do I sign up? That sounds like a terrible idea. Like Hit said, that's going to fail. Let's do it.
If it's such a terrible idea, shouldn't we encourage it? Shouldn't we allow it to happen, Ben Wickler? And here's another sad point. By supporting Protasiewicz in this effort, and I think it's appropriate, I think the Democratic Party should stand up at this moment in history.
Absolutely.
She with Janet Protasiewicz. Points.
Yes.
But isn't the whole recusal issue, when you get the support of a specific political party as a Supreme Court justice, and let's say they're going to spend $4 million in your pre-defense, right? Because the impeachment hadn't even been announced. They floated a few Zeppelins out there.
The Dems and Wickler, they're dedicating money. And what I read in West Politics, that the Dems will throw up $1 million. And these other allied groups, you know, there to preserve democracy, defend democracy, will supply the other $3 million.
And Ben Wickler, if we can help in any way, 844-967-2789. We are here to stand with Janet Protasiewicz, which is appropriate. I'm just wondering, A, if you think it's a disastrous political move, shouldn't you let it happen? And B, by spending $4 million as a Democratic Party, as a political party, aren't you giving some fuel to the fire of this whole future recusal issue? Because I don't think she should. I think she should walk away from that prior pledge, like Ron Johnson did.
The Democratic Party can spend their money on how they want to spend their money, and these other allied groups can do what they want as well. Welcome to the party, pal. Republicans, you laid this out there for us. This is the playing field that you made for us. So here's where we're at.
844-967-2789. We barely scratched the surface, Tom. We've already got people want a piece of this action. Let's start with Matt from Madison. Matt, welcome to the party. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. So the funny thing is, this is basically at every level. I'm talking like local, state, federal. This is who the GOP and conservatives are. When they lose, when they fall out of power, when their stuff becomes really unpopular, they will do whatever they can except actually govern better. Like, that's the one thing they refuse to do when their legislation and when their machinations fall apart and they lose elections. They'll do everything they can except come up with better ideas and try to legislate. They've been doing it since they lost to Obama a second time in 2012. They didn't come up with a better idea for America. No, they did the Benghazi hearings. They did whatever they could to pillory Clinton. It was insane. But
well, Matt, if I recall correctly,
I'd say let him do it.
Didn't Paul Ryan and many of the legislative leaders effectively go out to dinner and pledge to block anything Barack Obama might hope to pass legislatively? Wasn't that the night of his first inauguration back in 2009?
Yeah, exactly. And then I feel like it was an Onion headline that said Mitch McConnell pledges to prevent a third Obama term after they lost in 2012, right? They didn't do anything. They did the same thing with the Supreme Court, you know, with filling vacancies or holding them up. Again, none of that is legislating for the betterment of this country. It's just craven attempts to retain power. That's all it is.
Well, thanks, Matt, at least you're paying attention. Appreciate your call. Yeah,
thanks for the call, Matt. No self-reflection. You know what I mean? No, like, man, we're really losing these young kids. What do you think we should do? Well, Ramaswamy's got an idea. Let's not allow them to vote until they're 25 years old. Oh, that's a great idea. Who is the attorney, the Trump attorney? Well, all these kids
need to
roll out. Yeah, Cleta Mitchell. They can roll out of their dorms and roll downstairs and go vote. I mean, what? How difficult is that? That's too easy. Let's make it more difficult.
Well, the whole
there's no self-reflection whatsoever.
There's no need for self-reflection, Dom. The entire fight over the protest, say what's possible, pending impeachment, is really about their retention of power through the gerrymandered maps, right? Because that's the whole thing. Yes. They don't want her to rule on. Let's sneak a few more in here. People calling in, 844-967-2789. Dick from a garage in Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, guess what they're talking about right now on MSNBC? The very same thing. And a guy that makes me sick to my stomach every time I see him on there is Charlie Sykes. You were a part of what brought this to this state with that former guy, Walker. But they're all going, and Sykes is going, oh, in the fact that we can't find any prominent Republican that will stand up and say no to this. Hey, guess who? Where are you, Tommy Thompson? You know, I'm sick and tired of him getting run up the flagpole as this paragon of virtue and a moderate Republican. BS. Where are you, Tommy?
What about Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House?
Yeah, there you go.
Moderate that he is. Fox News board member.
There you go.
Well, he's certainly not going to come out in support of a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
No.
That's not his MO. Courage?
She has done nothing wrong, nothing illegal, nothing corrupt. She's been on the job a month. She won by 11 points. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm down with Whitley. Yes, absolutely. Spend the money. Spend lots of money. Tell the Wisconsin citizens the Republican Party is in disarray. They want to undo an election because they're concerned about losing their grip on power. Light them up all the time.
And if Let's we could help you spend any of that $4 million, give us
a
call. 844-967-2789. More Devils. Happy Wednesday.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover,
of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here for us in the overnight. North winds and 55 degrees by sunrise. Those clouds will stay put tomorrow. Your Thursday high, 67 degrees. North winds 5 to 10. Friday sunshine is back and we're up to 74. Right now it's 58.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always love it when you join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I can hear the party going on tonight on State Street. High above the street here in the, I'd like to call it the Devil's Advocate studio, but I guess we don't call it that. The Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Matt Radio Studios, and we're going to the Lines. It's all about the lines at 844-967-2789. Our buddy Jesse, I see you calling in from Solidarity Realty, Jesse. You don't have to identify yourself as a realtor. You're a political activist and a friend. Welcome, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Hey. I think Ben Winkler is absolutely right to raise money on this, but why not raise that money and save it for raises next year? And just have Governor Evers come out. I believe he would get to appoint someone to fill a seat if they were to impeach Justice Protasiewicz. Just say he's going to fill it with somebody like some F-bomb dropping guy, Democrat, hardcore, like a Scott Ross, or maybe even like Dominic. And then that way, Voss and company would be so afraid to actually go through with it that they'd grumble and mumble, move about their ways, and we'd put a couple $1 million in our
Jesse, coffers. What about the prospect? Okay, let's play this hypothetical out just a little bit farther. So the Republicans go through with their action, and Evers gets an appointment. Now, I don't think that the moderate governor would pick Firebrand, Scott Ross, or Dominic, but that's just because they're not lawyers. But, setting that part aside, whoever is the appointee only gets to hold that seat until a spring 2024 special election that would be held in concurrence with the Republican presidential primary. See where I'm going with this, Jesse? It's not a permanent solve. This is not a game we want to play. We don't want to trade pawn for pawn Supreme Court justice for Supreme Court justice, because at some point we end up with an inferior justice. You know what I mean? The people voted for Protasiewicz, even if it was Lisa Neubauer.
Absolutely.
She wasn't quite as appealing to the electorate.
I think I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but I think part of the efficacy of what I suggested would be the threat of somebody that would be even more odious to Republicans would hopefully get them to question their strategy here.
And so Dom could be our Donald Trump on the Supreme Court.
I'm here for you, Jesse. Vote for me. I'll set you free.
Well, it's difficult because we have a governor's race that's not in line with the presidential race. So I think it would boost turnout. When people vote, Democrats win. So I'm fine with that too.
Jesse, you're not looking at the timing on the calendar. It would be next spring during a Republican presidential primary. We don't get to pick the timing.
Oh, I see, during spring. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yes,
right.
It always is a spring election. So in April, they would decide at the very same time, my understanding, that the Republicans will be deciding their presidential nominee here in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, that would be no good then.
Yes, because they're already inspired to come out and vote, some for Trump, some against Trump. But what they're not going to come out and do is vote for a appointee of Governor Tony Evers. You know, there's less motivation for the Democrats. Although I suspect if this played out in tandem with abortion, I think it'd be a big deal. I think everyone comes out and votes.
Yes, Jesse. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. And I'll expect your vote when I run for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. But yeah, Curtis, you won by 11 points last time around.
Yes.
You know, if for some reason, you know, she's all of a sudden out because of the malfeasance and continued malfeasance of the Republicans, regardless of what that date is, especially if you got people like, you know, the Democratic Party and some of these other organizations putting money out there, getting the word out, I can't imagine by next April, people are going to change their mind on redistricting. People are going to change their mind where they stand on abortion. And I would imagine people would be fired up enough to overcome the obvious concern about having this done during a partisan Republican primary. So I get that. I get all that. But come on, man. You'd show up. I'd show up. Everybody's showing up. No one's not showing up. If this went down and the Republicans for somehow, some way sidelined Protas Sandwich, who won by 11 points, you're going to tell me that you're staying home in April? Hell no,
no,
man.
But I'm telling you, it takes a lot of, you know, you talk about keeping the powder dry. The Democratic Party right now is about to expend $4
million
that they're not going to be spending.
Dollars.
What's
One
that? And then One other associated dollars. People are Correct. Spending three in tandem. Okay, yep. So $1 million that's not going to be spent in support of Tara Johnson, the newest candidate running in the third CD against Derek Van Orden, right? Not going to be used in state legislative races. I just got introduced to a new candidate in waiting, trying to wait and find out what his map might look like, you know, hoping for a little redistricting. But there are people waiting in the wings to go out and run for something. Now, people seem quite motivated somehow. I like motivated
I wonder
people.
Why that is.
I like doers, Dom. Don't give me sayers.
I know, I hear you, man. But listen, all those folks got to go through the primary and the Dem side before they even get a hold and get a chance to go up against Derek Van Orden, for example. I mean, look, if there's one thing that Ben Wickler and the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has been very successful at of late is raising money. What is the point of raising that money if you're not going to go out there and support the person who just rolled over and flipped the court here in Wisconsin, man, by 11 points? I mean, that's a good investment, especially if you get another three on top of it from other organizations.
Oh, I'll just ask Congressman Brad Pfaff. I guess he's just Brad. State Senator Brad Pfaff about that. Democratic Party
should have spent the money. The problem is they should have spent the money. Here, they're going to spend the money.
Okay. Spend some money over here, Ben. Come back with us and spend a little time with the devil's advocates. We don't bite unless you ask us.
Our
844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. A convicted killer escaped a Pennsylvania county prison last week by scaling two walls and pushing through razor wire. Acting warden Howard Holland.
In the escape of Cavalcante, the tower officer did not observe nor report the escape. The escape was discovered as part of the inmate counts that occurs when inmates come in from the exercise yard.
A new report about the lies Congressman George Santos has told CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The Santos campaign commissioned this research back in 2021. They actually contracted some professionals to do this to get ahead of any potential negative stories. And it's a more than 100-page report.
Hunter Biden could face an indictment by the end of the month. CBS's Catherine Herridge with details of newly filed court documents.
This development comes as House Republicans have already ramped up their investigations into the president and his son, calling the plea agreements a sweetheart deal, and they want special counsel Weiss to testify.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Tuesday that probably feels like a Monday for your kids and mine. Maybe not Dom's, but most kids' first day of school, or at least they're all back to school now. Governor Tony Evers took a little tour of MPS today, but because of the heat, MPS closing early today. So the kids got a short day for the first day of the school year, Dom. Now the heat should subside, and I will see less photos like the one I saw that appeared on the social medias this weekend. Now, for some reason, Scott Walker appears in my Facebook stream constantly. Constantly, I'm telling you. And this weekend, Scott Walker decided he was going to post a picture of himself paddleboarding. He's out on the lake, and he posted it. And this is a man, what is Wanker? Late 40s, early 50s? What's his age?
Oh, he's got to be older than me, man. So he's mid-50s.
So I, over the course of the weekend, asked people if they would, you know, be willing to help caption the photo of Scott Walker. And
you don't want to hear some ideas, exercising some creativity over the weekend where you might.
Well, you know, I just wanted to see how creative other people were being, you know, because I was out on the lake. But here's what I would say. First and foremost, I also had my shirt off this weekend. And if I look like that guy, I would put it back on.
I noticed I did not see a picture of you shirtless on the social medias this
weekend. Well, I would have the good sense not to post this shirtless picture of Crudy. Certainly, if the only tan lines I had were like shirt sleeves, like you can tell he's been out in some khakis and shirt sleeves, but this guy's got zero sun on any other part of his body, except I suspect the bald spot.
Bald spot, right. Gotta put some SPF 50 on that, man.
But here's something interesting people pointed out. Couple of things going on. The wanker, as I like to call him, Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, who posted this shirtless photo of himself. He made a conscious choice to do this. You know, like he's...
Dude, I don't think the guy even does bench press, man. I'm just telling you.
He skipped every leg day, bro.
Do you even do back, dude? Ever do a pull-up? Nope.
So here's something interesting. I asked people, you know, would you caption this? And some people did. And one guy, you know, said, Scott's on my way to the Foxconn factory I got in Wisconsin. There's another one. Apparently he's tethered to the board, as, you know, the paddle boarders do. I'm more of a motorboat guy, but anyways, it looks like he's wearing an ankle monitor. And the other very strange saying, and you know, I'm not so much fat shaming this guy as he has two navels, Tom. Scott Walker has double belly buttons. If I had two navels, I would not take my shirt off in public.
Where's
the second navel coming from?
There's like a little indent above his navel. Now, I look like that. It looks like an old belly button piercing that, you know, he got pregnant, had a baby, kind of stretched it out. Now he's got this weird belly button thing going on. That's what it kind of looks like to me.
You know, I wish we could see him from behind because I'd love to see the tramp stamp in the back. So anyways, I would encourage you. Yeah, here's a guy who says, you can't even tell my belly button was pierced.
You're totally right.
Right?
Yeah, man. What a party with you, cowboy. I mean, Scott Walker, I almost call him Donald Trump. You know, when was the belly? What was the phase of Scott Walker's belly button piercing? Like, was that still in college? You know what I mean? You know, just out, couldn't pierce the ears or the nose because he had to, you know, get a job for insurance, you know, perhaps for the baby mama and the baby, allegedly. But, you know, so he had to hide it, man. He had to be a freak on the inside.
By the way, if you are unfamiliar with the allegations that Scott Walker fathered a child in college, and we've always found the accuser to be very credible. She's a doctor at the University of Minnesota, I believe. Not a physician, but a, you know, PhD doctor. And we've talked to her legal counsel, and the Wisconsin Citizens Media Co-op actually did some very in-depth reporting. I felt like they went easy because I talked to some of the reporters involved, and they felt like there was more evidence that if they couldn't prove it, they didn't print it. But I have always felt convinced in the allegation that Scott Walker fathered a love baby in college and probably left Marquette for insurance at the American Red Cross because there was no other logical reason. People say he flunked out. Well, not true. Not a great student, but he was in good standing when he left college. But nobody takes that sweet American Red Cross job that they've been dreaming of and then immediately pivots to run for the legislature. You know, if your whole ambition is to be the president someday, Scott Walker's claim to fame had to be, I'm an Eagle Scout, because he couldn't say I'm a Marquette grad. So I do believe, and one of our friends posted immediately on the two belly button, no tan, shirtless Scott Walker loving it up on Labor Day. And, you know, the irony of Scott Walker enjoying the Labor Day, right? The most anti-labor governor in the state of Wisconsin's history. Well, the first article posted, you know, please caption this, was the Wisconsin Citizens Media Co-op. and their coverage of Scott Walker's alleged fathering of a child while he was a college student at Marquette.
And beyond that, the reporting, if I recall, Crudy, also alleges that Scott Walker and his parents, Scott Walker's parents, pressured the mother.
To abort the child,
which would seem to be what antithetical to what Scott Walker and his family claim to believe.
And the woman that made the allegations was in the delivery room, stood up in this woman's wedding to another man, and apparently the new man effectively became the father.
Adopted her.
Yes, and our understanding is that woman, who does bear a striking resemblance to Scott Walker, does not perceive Scott Walker to be her daddy, if you know what I'm saying. More like a sperm donor at this point.
You know, I can't really say I blame the child, now certainly an adult, for not wanting anything to do with Scott Walker.
Someone posted, ketchup is spicy. That seems like something Scott Walker. Here's one. Kay put up in honor of Jimmy Buffett regarding the Scott Walker picture I asked people to caption. Potbelly in paradise. See if there's any other clever ones. Several are clever. The question. I wonder what Bernadette is doing these days. That could be the alleged daughter's name. I'm less clear. Look at me, peasants, he says. According to George, Doughboy on a stick. Well, he's not so much on a stick as using a stick. Any other ones here? It's okay. My mom's right there. I wonder how far off the shoreline he is. You know, like, I bet it's no more than 15 feet off the pier. You know, he like took three paddles out, kind of like when he goes deer hunting. You know, they put him out. They used to put him out behind the governor's mansion in some blaze orange. And then he'd take his photo op and he'd put it up on social media. Ooh, cold out here hunting deer this morning. And then by 10:30, he'd be at some school or something, you know, doing a ribbon cutting, probably flying on state jet to get there. Yeah, I think this is definitely photo op.
Didn't he do the photo op where he was fishing, but the rod was upside down, like he couldn't actually have been fishing the way he was holding the rod, that kind of stuff, you know, this
once you hook them, Dom, then they're hooked for life. The governor's fishing opener.
Terrible.
I'm gonna make a confession here, and then we'll take some of your calls, and if you'd like to caption the photo, you can do so verbally, or you can find it on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. If you're strong of stomach, it might be worth a peek. But I have a possible reason for Scott Walker's second belly button. When I was a kid, I was out fishing. I was fishing at my uncle's house. I was about 12 years old. And I threw a long one. I was trying to, you know, casting. I wasn't using like a minnow or a worm, but, you know, a lure.
Using a lure, yes.
On a North Carolina bass pond. Sort of pretty well stocked. So I cast when I hit a tree and oh, damn it, it's in the tree. So I start tugging it, right? Trying to, yeah. You either got to get your lure back or you got to break that line at some point, but something's got to give. So I'm sitting there tugging. Whew, flies back all the way across this little narrow pond where I'm trying to cast on the far bank, sticks right in my belly. Right? So, and then it's one of those triple hooks, right? The tri-prong. So I didn't have the good sense to cut the line. So I'm walking back to the house here with the hook still caught in me, but I'm still attached to the fishing pole, mind you. So it's just tugging a little bit, you know, like you'd kick that line a little bit or something. So anyways, I got it cut out. Although I've got a little outie now, you know, a little secondary scar from the fishing lure. How would you get an innie like that?
That's beyond my knowledge, Curdy. But I got to tell you, man, I know you're not making too much fun because he does have a smaller belly than you do.
I'm not clear that that's the case.
Oh, come on, man.
I bet you if we went for BMI, I got more muscle density. I've got pipes compared to Scott Walker. Come on, man. I'd beat his ass off that paddleboard and take it from him. I might have a belly similar to his, but, you know, I didn't skip all my leg days. I could bro him up. I'd feel quite confident, you know, like wrestling or fist cuffs or any of that stuff. Not that I'm a violent man. I'm more of a lover than a fighter. Oh,
it's a sport, man. You know, do some, you know, it's boxing. You know, it's a sport.
A paddle. Here's what paddle I would. Box. Here is what I would challenge you, Scott Walker. Not that he would ever take me up because he's an insignificant man with two belly buttons and no tan. Pugel sticks in the military. They're like Q-tips.
Yeah.
And they're hard poles. And then they've got the padding on the end. And you wear the football helmets. And then you go like, you just go beat the hell out of each other. Right?
Get yourself in a couple of those big sumo wrestlers outfits. You know what I mean? Go bounce around a little bit.
Well, you know, as long as you assume I'd need the outfit.
Yeah, I didn't say it. You said it. 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well, first of all, campaign positions are not and never have been a reason for recusal of any justice from a case that I know of. Next, how are you going to know whom to vote for if you don't know what their position is on important issues? And, of course, Protasiewicz never stated how she'd vote as a justice on any issue.
She specifically said, Jack, after she made the comment about them, the maps being rigged, then she said, well, I don't know how I would vote on them. So she qualified it with the follow-up or continued statement. But none of that matters, Jack. Not to the Republicans. They're just working on angles. You know what I'm saying? Because they're losing power because they suck, and people are starting to realize that. So the question I have for you, Jack, do you think they have the temerity to actually go through with it?
The arrogance of Voss and these Republican legislators who've had 13 years now with no consequences from the voters because of their rigged maps is astounding. I would be very surprised if they didn't. By the way, I have a deal for them. Protasiewicz recuses herself, but only if Hagedorn recuses himself too, because Hagedorn had a hand in construction of the original gerrymandered map. And he also, he's already shown his judicial position because he voted to approve the current ones for the last election. How's that for a deal?
Well, he voted against them before he voted for them. Jag, thanks for the call, man.
Pardon me, Dominic, people asking, why is Wanker wearing Trump's ankle monitor? Or is that Rudy's? That's what Dana says, from God's country. Crudy, he's got two belly buttons. He's an alien. Explains a lot. Shirtless is a Christian dick pic. You know what I mean. And Steve from 3.5 blocks away says Wanker's pot belly was bad. Well, mine might be as well. Dom certainly is, but that's why we don't publish shirtless photos on the social mediums. Where's your life jacket? Trump is my life jacket. More devils. We'll be back.
You know, they can go suck women.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here for us in the overnight. North winds at 55 degrees by sunrise. Those clouds will stay put tomorrow. Your Thursday high, 67 degrees. North winds 5 to 10. Friday sunshine is back, and we're up to 74. Right now, it's 58.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Literally and figuratively get hooked, and once they get hooked, there's no going back.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for your take. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, no fishing. Lots of water sports. Different than Trump does it, but lots of water sports in my weekend plans. I enjoyed myself immensely. Very relaxing, getting out on the boat. Scott Walker.
Well done.
He prefers a paddleboard, apparently. Dom, we've got people texting on the Shorewood you-know-what talker here. Be at least good today, Dom. Crudy is great every day.
Come on, ass kisser.
I know I had to read it because I think it's true. Jeff also had to say, and for the last time, maybe Hagedorn had a hand in these maps, so if Janet needs to recuse, so does Hagee. Dom, breaking news. Henry Enrique Tarrio. You see his sentence?
I did not.
22 years.
Woo.
The DOJ had asked for a 33-year sentence. Now, that's the worst J6 one yet in terms of time he will spend behind bars. In my understanding, Dom, under federal prosecution, 85% rule. Got to serve at least 85% of your time behind bars. No good behavior. No early probation. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Good. I hope that becomes a hindrance for others who may consider the similar actions.
844-967-2789. We can talk about the impeachment caucus coming down the pike tomorrow. Wisconsin Republicans, will they or won't they try to impeach Janet Protasiewicz? I think they will. I think they're going to go big. And not so big that they'll actually try to impeach her, but so big that they'll actually try to backbench her, effectively start the impeachment process and leave it stalled there indefinitely. So she can't rule on, let's say, rigging of the maps or the abortion rule or any other damn thing, right? Because they don't really want a liberal vote on any of those things. They'd love to see a deadlock 3-3 court. 844-967-2789. Or you can crap on the former governor of the state of Wisconsin and his lily white, two belly buttoned, whatever he's supposed to be on a paddleboard. No life jacket. Looking good though, Scott. Looking good. I'd have definitely posted that photo. You know, for all the thirsty Christian women out there. Mark from the SAC, how you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. I was kind of poking around, and I mentioned on Matt Flynn's show, but that apparently Melissa Eggard, I don't know if she heard about this or was worried about something else, but she was questioning about impeachment of civil officials back in February of 2023, and she received a response on February 9th, and I could be wrong, but that seems like that's almost before even the primary.
What, they're already talking impeachment? You know, we've got Melissa Eggard coming on Wednesday, I believe. Nate helped us get her book, The Minority Leader, Senate Minority Leader here in the state of Wisconsin. He'll join us on our big show on Wednesday. So, Mark, you're going to have to stick around. You'll have to be patient. We will know the answer, just not immediately.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Anything else you got for us?
That's what it. Yep.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
How could you not want to caption the wanker on a paddleboard picture? I mean, it's just out there. It's just hanging over his belt line.
It's so easy. It's such low-hanging fruit, Crudy. You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
I could not. I'm a grown-ass man in my 50s, man. I don't put shirtless photos on the interwebs because the interwebs never forget, nor does Crudy. Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Karina. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Karina.
Good, guys. I hope you had a good time off. I have a question about Jenna, Plata status situation. So if they will get to the point where they would say, okay, remove her from from a Supreme Court, then you're saying that the Evers can reappoint somebody. Can he reappoint her?
I'm not clear.
So you're saying that he can appoint somebody.
Yes,
right?
the governor would have the power of appointment, but there would be another Supreme Court election. It is not without consequence if this happens. So if Protasiewicz, let's say, resigned, and let's say Tony put Lisa Neubauer from the appellate court. She ran against Brian Hagedorn in a prior race, lost by 5,600 votes, I think it was. Let's say she's the appointment. She's the seasoned appellate court judge that gets this assignment. Well, she is just in that role until a special election can be held, and that would probably align with next spring's election. And if you'll recall, we got Joe Biden, right? I don't think there's going to be a lot of mystery on the Democratic side who the nominee will be. But on the Republican side, which would correspond with the spring election, they'd be going through a presidential primary cycle, Karina. So there would be a lot more impetus for Republicans to go out and vote, and it would legally have to correspond with the spring election. And you got to do it next year because you can only do it in, you can only have one Supreme Court race on the ballot in any given year. And if I remember correctly, in 25, we've got a race in the spring. In 26, we've got a race in the spring. So effectively, it would be Evers' hand would be forced. He'd have to call a special.
Right. I thought that if he's appointed, then that person already going to take a place for as much as it's needed. Okay, until thank you so much.
Only till April. Only till April. And then
that's a good point, Curtis, but then the timing becomes a thing. So if this malfeasance comes down from Republicans, if Evers and the Dems or the liberals on the court are able to put this thing off until after April, then you can try to squeeze it in for the presidential for your special. But it all depends on when the court cases come down and how that would actually impact the timing of say the redistricting or the abortion case.
Well, if you are still litigating the districts next spring, it's already too late. You know what I mean? Then you don't have new maps. We got to have new maps in place probably before the spring primary in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the partisan primary falls in August. So you don't actually, have to recast to go be primaried in the assembly or the Senate. About a third of the Senate seats come up. All the assembly seats come up. And that's what a recasting, a redoing of the map would really take effect on the legislative maps only in the state of Wisconsin. Could affect the congressional maps. No promises there. But the state legislature, that's where the real battle's being fought. And that's where they don't want to give up the power. So they're going into caucus tomorrow. And I predict there'll be enough support in the assembly side. They'll roll it out. They'll impeach, which moves it to the Senate, and then the Senate won't move on it. They'll just leave her on the sidelines. And then to get her off the courts, you got to go through the courts. And she, of course, wouldn't be able to rule because she's off the court. Come back, more Devils.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is...